This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The first big public and private sector strikes in a year hit Athens, Greece today. Tear gas from police, Molotov cocktails from the protesters right smack in the middle of the city. It's been 5 years since that country's debt crisis began. But these protests, after a period this summer when it looked like everything was pretty much fixed or on its way to being fixed, is raising some questions about whether the Greek debt crisis ever really went away. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has this update.
Today's strike was probably unique. This must have been the first time ever that a ruling party has supported a protest against its own policies. That's right, Syriza actually encouraged the walkout, says Raoul Ruperel of the Open Europe think tank.
It's a very strange and surreal situation, and it highlights the schizophrenic nature of Syriza and how it is struggling with its transition from an anti-austerity party to the party of government that is enacting these reforms.
Syriza grudgingly agreed during the summer to enact a whole raft of reforms and budget cuts, this in return for a third bailout from its European partners. But as Hugo Dixon, an economics commentator with the Reuters news agency, points out, many Syriza lawmakers could rebel.
The government could lose its very slender majority. It's only got a majority of 5 seats. In the Greek House of Parliament. And we've got quite a lot of difficult measures that they've got to pass.
The most difficult at the moment is a new law that would help banks repossess homes from defaulting homeowners. There are tax increases, pension cuts and many other painful reforms. Michael R.E. Rue of the Cardiff Business School sees big trouble ahead.
All the ingredients for a major political and economic crisis are there.
Syriza apparently urged people to join today's strike in the hope it would persuade Greece's European creditors to soften their demands. Argyrou doesn't think it's going to happen.
Those governments know that if they have softened Greece, they will face a backlash from their public opinion back home.
Today, amid all the gloom, Greece got some good news. Unemployment is down to its lowest level in 3 years. But don't expect wild rejoicing. It's down to 24.6%. At the European Desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.